Well, good morning. That was a wee bit of a delayed reaction from the boys there, so we'll try that again. Good morning. So much better. Could I welcome each and every one of you to Railway Street Church today? It is a joy to see so many and to hear that buzz around the building. 20 past 10, there was virtually nobody in here. But that was clear when it went round to the front. Of course, everybody was standing out the front waiting for the boys to arrive. So wherever you've come from today, whether you're a regular member of our church family, but especially if you're a family of the boys in our company, we're really pleased to have you. And particularly if this is your first time in our building, your first time at a service here in Railway Street, we're delighted to welcome you here today. My name is Michael Davidson. I'm the minister here in Railway Street. I'm also very proud to be chaplain to the First Lisburn Company of the Boys Brigade, and it's always a delight when it comes round to this annual service of enrolment. Can you just bear with me? There will be a few announcements, and if, guys, we can have those up, if you can keep up with me, that would be great. First of all, there are refreshments after the service. You're very welcome to stay. There are two ways you can do this. You can either go through this door here, folks. That will lead into our link. We're serving refreshments in the link and in the minor hall. I think a lot of you have been in there since we opened that, so you'll know your way around. But if everybody tries to go through that door, it will be chaotic. I think some of you will probably be going out to collect the boys, and then you can come in the front door. That would help things in terms of just getting everybody in. But please do stay for those refreshments after the service. This evening, we have our evening service here at 6:30 p.m., carrying on our series in 2 Peter, thinking very much tonight about the second coming of the Lord Jesus. If you're interested in that, and 2 Peter has an awful lot to say on the coming of the second coming of the Lord Jesus, then do join us at 6:30 this evening. For our own folks, please note we're not taking up an offering this morning. Because there's so many guests here, and we don't want you to think we're after your money. So the offering plates are at the door for our own folks to put your envelopes in. If you want to give an offering, you're very welcome to do that, but just use those plates at the door. Elders, please note our prayer meeting tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. in the link. We had a great night a couple of Saturday nights ago, even better because of the result. We were showing Ireland versus South Africa, and we remain friends with our South African friends in the congregation after that. This Saturday evening, Ireland will be playing Scotland. Again, we're opening up the link to show that live. Everyone is welcome. The kickoff is 8 p.m. Doors will open here at 7 p.m. So if you want to come and watch that in the company of others, and we've a good number of Scottish folks in the congregation as well, it will give that an extra edge too. So that's on Saturday night. Preparation for harvest next week. Usual gifts of flowers, fruit, and vegetables will be most welcome. You should leave those in the link this Thursday and on Friday. This Thursday and Friday. And for our own folks, please note there are harvest envelopes. That harvest offering is divided between Tier Fund and Christian Aid, so you can collect those today at the door, or they'll be in the pews next Sunday. So next Sunday then, God willing, is our harvest Thanksgiving. Our speaker will be Graham Reid, the assistant in Elmwood Presbyterian. And then next Sunday evening, which also connects in with our harvest, we have Chris Thompson from Tier Fund as one of our mission partners coming to speak at that service next Sunday evening at 6:30. I think that's all I've got to say. Very happy to hand over to others now, beginning with Zach from our company section, who's going to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Bless, O God, the Boys Brigade, and give to it greater power to advance your kingdom throughout the world. Grant in your mercy that every member, past and present, may prove steadfast in his fight against evil and true in his allegiance to you. Help us in times of temptation. Make us strong when we are weak. Give us courage in difficulty, faithfulness in duty, loyalty in friendship, and finally, by your mercy, bring us into your everlasting kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you here again this morning. I'm delighted to welcome a special guest we have this morning. Does anybody know who this guy is?
One.
Yeah, if you know who he is, shout his name out.
One person.
What's his name? Jamie. So this is Jamie. So here's a little part of a quiz that we're doing. Who can remember the guy who was our special guest last year? Can anyone remember who that was? I'll give you a clue. He was about half of Jamie's height, but twice as wide, and he passed a rugby ball really fast and hard. Can anyone remember? Stephen? Paul Marshall. So
he's not twice as wide, though.
So I know Jamie knows Paul Marshall. So Jamie, you can go back and tell Paul that we always go one better every year.
I will.
So just next time you see me and say you're one better. So we're delighted to have Jamie from Made for More with us. Some people will know him in the congregation and some people won't. So Jamie's coming to share from God's word later on. But just to introduce you to those, or for those who don't know him, I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. So first one is a fairly standard. Tell us a little bit about yourself, family and so on, Jamie, please.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm Jamie. I'm married to my lovely wife, Naomi. I've got two little girls, Isla and Lainey, who are 6 and 7. We live in Monterey, the wonderful village of Monterey. Which is getting a coffee shop, actually. It's big news. Big news, like, I know, unbelievable. That's about it. Big Liverpool fan. So yesterday was an absolute disgrace. So I'm still struggling with it, to be honest. That's about it.
So you do have a love of sport. Did you play rugby at one time in the past?
Played rugby and football, but rugby was my main sport. Played in school and then for Ballinahinch and stuff. So happily retired. Couldn't take the pain on Sunday mornings anymore.
Excellent. So after school, you kind of go into employment. What was your first job? And tell me a little bit about that, if that's okay.
Yeah, so I was a teacher for 8 years. I was a PE teacher, so it's a little bit different, isn't it? I know what you're thinking. So I was a PE teacher for 8 years. Absolutely loved it. Loved using sport, particularly rugby, just to build community with the boys, build relationships with them, and help them navigate life, but through sport. And I worked in a school down in East Belfast, and then I was up in Newcastle for 6 years as well. So, they were good times.
So your career in teaching finished around what sort of time, roughly what sort of year?
Yeah, so five years ago, I left teaching. I'd enjoyed teaching the whole time I was there. I'd always thought that was me. You know, that's a career path that I'd sort of studied for. Despite what teachers say, the holidays are brilliant, right? I never did any work at home, right? Don't listen to them, okay? And I loved it, but the way I would describe it is God was just stirring something up inside of me. As I worked with a lot of the pupils, I could just see that they were really struggling beyond the academics. It was just lots of different issues going on in their life, going on at home, in their friendship groups. And they were really struggling for an understanding of who they are and what their purpose was. And there was something in me that just realized that for me to properly help as I felt God was calling me to, I wasn't going to be able to do it as a teacher. And I needed to leave teaching and to approach it in a completely different way. And 5 years ago, that's what happened, and Made for More was born.
Which is a truly amazing story. If you think that he has a comfortable job, a young family to support, but yet God is stirring something in his heart to birth a ministry that's going to reach out to young people across this nation and beyond. So that was a very brave move. Would you agree, boys?
Yeah.
Very brave move indeed.
Thank you.
We recognize something in that. And whenever I first met Jamie, he shared a little bit of that with me. And we were the first Boys Brigade company in Northern Ireland to have Made for More along to come to share a workshop with us. And our boys really loved that. And since then, the relationship with ourselves has really grown and flourished. And also now within Boys Brigade within Northern Ireland, Made for More are a key part of our team and support network. And they're delivering multiple programs and workshops across our young boys, even through COVID times. Mm-hmm. I remember we had online sessions with our own boys here, which was absolutely incredible. So we are really grateful for the work that you do.
Thank you.
We thank you very, very much for all that you do and the support that you've given to us and for the Boys Brigade in Northern Ireland. And we're really looking forward to hearing a little bit more from you later on.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. So just one other little thing for our boys. So over the summer, we started a little kind of, what would you call it? A little group And a few people had been doing it before, and it was the Fantasy Football League group. So if you're not into football, just disengage, check out now. But this is important for people who are in it. So we have about 40 people in the group, and we're all kind of playing every week to create this fantasy football team because we all think we are the next Pep Guardiola or Erik ten Hag. So the purpose and the reason behind it was to maybe set a little time aside for our boys with their parents or carers during the week to maybe talk about this and get a little bit of competitive edge in the BB. So that's what's been kind of going since the start of the year. I'm just going to say the top four in reverse order because that's the Champions League spots, isn't it? So just so everyone knows, in fourth place at the minute is Andrew Johnson. In third place is Andrew Dodds, who's Ruben's dad. In second place is James Long from Juniors. Is James here? No, he's not here this morning. And in first place at the minute is Shy Guy Salah, Stephen Davidson. So can we give Stephen a round of applause? So Stephen has been working very hard with his tactical substitutions and everything. So yeah, he's not competitive at all. But well done, and we'll keep that going throughout the year. So thank you very much. And I think we're going to go to Anchor Boys now. So the next part of our service, we just wanted to acknowledge one of our boys who gained his Queen's badge last year, and that's Max Spence. I was wondering, I haven't seen Gillian. Is Gillian here? Yes, she's making her way down. So yes, Max wanted a bit of glory. We've already presented this at Newport. We've already done a full presentation service here in June, but Max decided to play cricket. So I think he just wanted the highlight and the spotlight for himself. So Max, come on up. Should we give Max a clap, if that's what he's after? It's been a real thrill and joy to have Max and Ant and Simon and Gillian come back into our company. Simon was a leader whenever I was in the Anchor Boys. I'll just let you process that. Shows how much older he is than me, but it's great to have them back, and to see Max achieve this award this year is really fantastic. And you know, we said this before, it's a little badge that is maybe about 2 inches or so high, but it's really about the impact within Max's life and the other boys who have achieved this as well, and about equipping him to go out into our community, that he would take on board the object of the Boys Brigade. That he would be a good ambassador for himself, for his family, and into the community. As next year's going to be very different as he goes out into university or work. So, Max, congratulations, and Gillian, I'll let you present that to him. And I think Hannah is coming up next. Is that right?
Good morning. My name is Hannah, and I am the Youth and Children's Coordinator here at Railway Street and a leader with our Anchor Boys. We really hope that your boys love being part of the BB here at Railway Street. But this morning, I just wanted to let you know about some other activities that happen for youth and children in Railway Street. So each Sunday, we run children and youth groups during our Sunday morning and evening services, where we have fun together and hear from God's word. Beginners, kids, and junior youth meet on Sunday mornings, and senior youth on Sunday evenings. There's also a girls' brigade, if you have girls in your family, that we'd love them to be a part of our GB here, and our GB runs on Thursday evenings for girls aged 3 and up. And some more one-off events that we have coming up. In a couple of weeks, we have a light party that is running on Monday, the 30th of October, for children in P2 to P7. And then much further ahead, we have our Ganaway Summer Youth Camp, which will happen next year from the 13th to the 18th of July for secondary school age young people. We would love for you to get those dates in your diary now and plan to be there. This year we had lots of fun at Ganaway, and to give you a little flavour of what that looks like, here's a little video.
Thanks to Alan, the folks, for leading us in our music this morning. Our drummer's currently on paternity leave. We miss him very much, but he has other important duties to attend to. And obviously people are enjoying the music. I don't know where that yay is coming from at the end of each song, but it's deeply appreciated and it's good to hear. Folks, this is the first enrollment service we have had as part of the Boys Brigade Northern Ireland. There is that important change that has taken place since our last enrolment. The Boys Brigade in Northern Ireland is now a separate, autonomous organisation. And that process has been taking place over the course of the last year. That was ratified by the Boys Brigade Northern Ireland, and we are now operating as a company of the Boys Brigade Northern Ireland. Now, to all intents and purposes, our boys and you will not notice any difference, but the fact that we are now a separate organisation allows us control over our own affairs and allows us to ensure that the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys is kept front and centre of everything that we do as an organisation. First Lisburn Boys Brigade goes back now well over 100 years, and it is part of the life of Railway Street Congregation. The Boys Brigade exists to help the church in the task that Jesus gave us. The object of the Boys Brigade is the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys and the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards being a true Christian man. Our Boys Brigade have joined us this morning for their annual service of dedication and enrollment. They are a vital part of the life of our church. And we, the members of this congregation, are asked to support that work, and the congregation will be asked a question to that effect in a few moments' time, that we will support and pray for the work of our Boys Brigade here in Railway Street. But first of all, I'm going to ask our captain to come forward. And once again, I want to pay tribute to our captain, David. David has the aim of the Boys Brigade very much at the centre of his life and his work as our captain, and he is very well respected and loved by all our boys and our officers and leaders, and I know how much parents and members of this church appreciate all that he does in the name of the Lord Jesus. So David, realising once again the call of God and the responsibilities involved in your leadership as captain, do you renew your undertaking to serve God in your company, desiring the advancement of Christ's kingdom among the young people under your care, and seeking to promote the aim for which your organization stands?
I do.
David, I now enroll you as captain of this company and promise on behalf of the congregation to support you by our prayers and cooperation, praying that God may grant you grace to be faithful to your trust and crown your work with success.
Thank you.
Now, your captain has requested that all officers and leaders join me at the front this morning. That's not me, that's your captain asking you. So can I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to join me up at the front, please? I know we're going to leave the boys unsupervised for a few moments, but hopefully we'll not need a UN peacekeeping force deployed. And we'll be grand. Okay. Folks, realizing the call of God and the responsibility involved in your leadership, do you renew your undertaking to serve God in your company, desiring the advancement of Christ's kingdom among the young people under your care? I now enroll you as leaders of this company, praying that God may grant you grace to be faithful to your charge and crown your work with success. Just one question. How could you possibly have been a leader whenever he was there? I can't get my head around that. You'll have to explain that to me afterwards, Simon. Thank you, folks. Can I ask the anchor boys please to stand? And the juniors? And the company section? Boys, I have a question to ask you. I want you to listen very carefully because we didn't get a chance to practice this on Tuesday night. So I'm going to ask you a question, and then you respond and say, "I do." Just two words, I do, okay? As members of the Boys Brigade, you are part of the worldwide family of the church. Do you promise to be a loyal member of the Boys Brigade and to support the activities of the company?
I do.
Oh, you would have thought we had practiced that. That was great. Thank you very much. You're now enrolled as members of the Boys Brigade. May Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, give you strength to be faithful to your duty, loyal to your friends, strong in temptation, and to be his faithful disciples. Please sit down, boys. Finally, I have a question for our own congregation, for the church family here in Railway Street. Do you promise to support the work of our company, the Boys Brigade, and to pray for its leaders and boys that God will keep them sure and steadfast in their faith?
We do.
Thank you. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, we were led in prayer at the start of the service, where we asked you to be pleased to give the Boys Brigade greater power to advance your kingdom throughout the world. We repeat that prayer together now. We thank you, Lord, for the existence of First Lisburn Company for well over 100 years, for many generations of captains and leaders and boys who have passed through it, and for how, Lord, you're continuing to bless and to prosper the work of our company in 2023. Continue to use it to help our boys discover the reality of your love through Jesus Christ, your Son. We pray for our Captain David that you would guide and direct him as he leads the company, as he seeks to fulfill the promise he has made to you. Encourage him in his service for you. We pray for all our officers and helpers that they would be a great help and support to him, and that they would be good and fitting role models for the boys under their care, always seeking to point them to Jesus through their attitude, words, and actions. Help them to learn as they teach and to grow as they enable others to grow in the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. And grant that through their leadership and service, we might see the next generation of young people being raised up who know and who serve Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So, Father, we commend our captain and our officers and all our boys and their families to your care and your love and your grace this morning. We ask that you would hear our prayer, which we bring in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Jimmy. All right, yeah, that was my fault. Joseph, how can we forget this? Joseph's going to read the Bible to us now, folks. So we're reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Thanks, Joseph.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that him we might become the righteousness of God.
Good morning, everyone. How's it going? We all right, lads? Good. Glad you're good. All your parents are miserable. Sick. It's good to be here. Well done. You had to say, I do. That was brilliant. The adults had to say, we do, and struggled. All right. There was a big delay. It's great to be here. It's a privilege. I know how important this morning is to you guys and everyone on the BB. So to be able to come and share with you for 10 minutes, it really is a privilege. As David was saying, the work of Made for More and the BB are sort of solidly linked at the minute. We do so much in BBs all across the country. We absolutely love it. We love the fun that we get to have with the boys. And it really is amazing for me just to see how much the leaders care about these young men. And as parents, you should be really encouraged to know that when you drop them off, it's more than babysitting, okay? They're actually being cared for. They're being encouraged. They're being equipped. And that really is an amazing thing to see all across the country within the BB. At Made for More, when we work with these young men, and when we go into also schools, churches, youth groups, GBs, all across the country, our aim is very, very simple. We believe that every person here is God's masterpiece.
We believe that God has made each and every one of you, whether you're young or old, that you are God's creation and that your life has value, that it has purpose, and that it has worth. And that's basically at the center of everything we do at Made for More. No matter what talk we're delivering, no matter whether there's beach balls being thrown around, there's carnage happening, underneath it all is that constant message, your life has value, your life has a purpose. And this morning, that's very much what I want to share with the boys, but also each and every one of you here. I want you to realize that your life truly matters to God, that the creator of the universe loves you and he wants a relationship with you. And sadly, in the world we live in, we often forget that. Even if you've grown up in church, maybe you come here every week, but time and time again, we forget just how much God loves us and that our life has a purpose. And that's because of all the stuff around us. Time and time again, through social media, through what we watch on TV, the things that we read, we feel that we are not enough. We feel inadequate. We feel unloved. We're not smart enough, funny enough, sporty enough. We don't have enough money. Our job isn't good enough. Our family's not big enough. Whatever it might be, we sadly believe the lie that we are not good enough to be loved by God. And that's the trap that we all fall into. But whenever I open the Bible, what I see time and time again is a creator God that loves each and every one of us. In fact, when we read Psalm 139, one of my favorite psalms, we read that God created us. He knitted us together. He says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's each and every one of us. And God has a purpose for our lives. And this morning, as I take you through a story in the Bible, I want that to constantly be in the back of our minds. That is the truth that God has for each and every one of us. And we need to reject the lies that says that we are not loved, that we are not worthy. And whenever we think of all the issues we have, that's not a 2023 problem, right? It's not just the problem that TikTok has created, okay? This has existed ever since Genesis chapter 3 and the fall. When we started to doubt, does God really care? Does God really love us? And the story that I want to share with you this morning is found in the book of Luke chapter 19. And it's about a man that you will all have heard of. Right, whether you went to BB, GB, Sunday school, right, maybe you just watched Veggie Tales, whatever it might be, right, you will have heard of this man called Zacchaeus, right? You might even know a little song about him because he was a wee little man, right? He climbed a tree. But I wonder if you ever actually thought about the life of Zacchaeus and the choices that he made. Because sadly, when we believe the lies of the enemy that we're not good enough, we make bad choices. And that results in consequences. And when I look at the life of Zacchaeus, I see a man that made bad choices, that had bad consequences. So the Bible tells us in chapter 19 that Jesus is in Jericho, and this is the home of Zacchaeus, and he is a chief tax collector, and he is a man that is rich, right? So Zacchaeus has made a decision that he is to be a tax collector. He's worked his way up in this career, and he's the chief tax collector, and now he has money, he has status, he has power, and that is a decision that Zacchaeus has made. But it's a strange one, because to be a tax collector at this time in society, in this culture, meant that he was working for the enemy of his people, the Romans. He was a tax collector for the Roman Empire, and his job was to go out and to collect money from his own people, and to give it to the Roman soldiers, to help them basically oppress his own people. So he had chosen a job that he would take money from his own people and give it to his enemy. And it gave him this status, this power. And not only did he take money from his people and give it to the enemy, the Romans, he took money from his own people and he kept it for himself and he became rich. Something in Zacchaeus' mind had made him decide that, you know what, if I'm going to be happy, then I need to have money, I need to have status, I need to have power, and you know what, being a tax collector, that's what I'm going to do. And as a result, I don't think it brought him happiness. Just like a lot of the stuff we get tricked into in this world, thinking will bring us happiness, it leaves us feeling empty. And I honestly believe that Zacchaeus felt empty because he was rejected by his people. He would have been despised by his people for his rule. And all of a sudden, Zacchaeus hears that Jesus is passing through Jericho. And something inside of him makes him want to go and encounter Jesus. So as he sits in his mansion, right, he's got all this money, all this power. Something inside of him made him think, you know what? I want to leave the comfort of this house. I want to go out into the streets because there's something in me wants to encounter this man called Jesus. People say that he's the Son of God. People say that he's the Messiah, that he heals people, that he loves everyone. So something inside Zacchaeus said, I want to go and meet him. And as I read that, I really think there's an emptiness in Zacchaeus that money, status, power, a big house couldn't fill. He was desperate to encounter his creator. He was desperate to feel loved and valued for who he was. So Zacchaeus sets off, right? I want you to picture this, boys. This rich man in his robes heads off into the town to see Jesus, and there's this huge crowd. And it says that he can't see him because he's small in stature and no one's letting him in. So Zacchaeus does something that would have been so countercultural at this time. He decides to climb up this tree. This is a rich man. He should not be climbing trees in public, but yet he hoists up his robes and he climbs this tree, desperate just to get a glimpse of Jesus. And then the Bible tells us that as Jesus was passing his way, he actually goes up to the tree. He doesn't walk on by and ignore him. In fact, Jesus actually goes right up to the tree where he sees Zacchaeus and he says, Zacchaeus, I want you to come down from that tree because I'm coming to your house tonight. I'm coming to your house because I'm going to have dinner with you. I want to spend time with you. It's an invitation. Zacchaeus, will you come down and spend time with me? In that moment, we're told that Zacchaeus comes down joyfully from the tree and he takes Jesus to his house. You see, Jesus offers this invitation and Zacchaeus is desperately accepted because he knows that he's missing something. And that thing that he's missing is this love and hope that only Jesus can give us. I don't know what happened at that dinner, right? But over that meal, as he talked with Jesus, as he learned about the love of God, his life is completely transformed. Zacchaeus realizes he doesn't need the money, he doesn't need the job title. All that he needs is God's love. I honestly believe that through that dinner, he realized, wait a second, I'm a masterpiece. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't need stuff to be happy. No, I just need Jesus. And it says that after that dinner, he says to everyone that I want to give back anything that I have taken. I actually want to give my money and stuff that I have to the poor, and I want my life to be about following Jesus. And what this says to me, when you encounter Jesus, your life will never be the same again. Because when Zacchaeus encountered Jesus, his life was completely transformed. And Jesus says that today, salvation has come to this household. Zacchaeus' life was transformed not because of stuff and possessions, but because of an encounter with a living God that transformed him. And that's exactly what we heard read there by Joseph. The Bible tells us that you're a new creation. When you encounter Jesus, you're a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Everything that you've ever done before is completely forgiven. You're set free from that, and God looks at you and he sees a son and a daughter of the King. Completely loved, completely forgiven. And folks, that is our identity in Jesus. So as we read this story, I hope you can relate just like I can to the fact that the world around us will not make us happy. The stuff that you can then gather, right, and maybe it's shiny and it's new and it builds up and it makes us feel good for a small window, that will wither and fade. We will feel empty and we will feel this desire of there must be something more. And I want you to realize that is an encounter with Jesus. And as I read this passage, it jumps out to me that Jesus will never simply pass you by. No, he will always be there. He will come to you with an invitation. Come, follow me. And I wonder, are you willing to be like Zacchaeus and come down from the tree and accept that invitation? Or are you willing to, are you not willing to do that? Instead, you're just going to keep running towards stuff. Because folks, the world is trying to conform us, but God invites us to be transformed. Transformed by an all-loving God that sees you, that made you, and he just wants a relationship with you. And that's my prayer for each and every one of us here this morning, that we will reject the lies of the world, that we will reject that we're not good enough, that we're not worthy, and instead we will encounter a living God that looks upon us and says, you are my masterpiece, and I love you. Let me pray that over us this morning, and over the boys as well. God, we thank you that you love us. We thank you for the life of Zacchaeus that was completely transformed because he encountered you. Help us to encounter you, Jesus. Help us to remember that you love us and that in you we are a new creation. The old is gone. We are set free and we are completely forgiven because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. In your name we pray. Amen.
It's been so good to have you all here today, folks. We thank Jamie very much for that message from God's Word. Could we invite you not just to stay for refreshments today, but also to say that Railway Street is a warm, welcoming, vibrant, growing church. We're here to follow Christ, to serve the community. And we seek as disciples of Jesus Christ to hear that unchanging message of the gospel taught Sunday by Sunday without compromise and to live out that gospel in our day-to-day lives. If you're looking for a local church in Lisburn, we'd love you to come and to give us a try, folks. As we close our service, we're going to do what we normally do in Railway Street. We're going to say the words of what we call the benediction together. The words will come up on the screen. And if you know and love the Lord, then we invite you to say this with us. It's a prayer for each one of us as we go out into a new week that we'll know the blessing of that triune God. So let's say together, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.